Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of God, inviting you to be in church and Sunday school today, Mountain View Baptist Church, where we're members at. And we appreciate each one that's tuned in. Hoping to be a real blessing to your heart and your life today. And I want to pray for those that need prayer, those that are on the prayer list, of course, as a church. Remember them in prayer. And those that are listening, that some of you need prayer desperately this morning. You need some touch from God. And we want to carry you to the throne of grace this morning and pray for your needs today. Now, you say you don't know what my needs are. Yes, but God does. All you got to do is talk to him. And he already knows he wants you to come to him. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace. Might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. That's what it's all about. And so we've got an access through Jesus Christ. Through him, we have access by faith in him today. So it's good to be here. Thank you for taking time to be on the broadcast with us this morning. Thank you for tuning us in. You pray for us daily, please, that God might use us for his glory, that something be said on this broadcast that'd be a help to somebody down the road. Don't know where all the people's listening to it at, maybe around the nation. I don't know how many is, but only God knows. And so you one day we'll find out when we stand at the judgment seat of Christ, and we're going to find out a lot of things we don't know now. But it's good to be here, and remember church this morning, Sunday school at 10 o'clock, worship service at 10:45, and tonight at 5 o'clock for the evening service, and then on Wednesday at 7. And we urge you to come and be in the services with us there. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. He'll preach to you the Word of God and point you to Jesus. Amen. And good singing, good preaching, good testifying. Just a good time in the house of God. And so you come today. Be with us in church this morning. Fathers, we bow in your presence this morning. Thank you for this day, the blessings you've given us, for the grace you've shown us, for the help you've just heaped upon us, the daily blessings, loading us down with them every day. Thank you for that. I pray you'd help us today to just approach your throne with boldness in the precious name of Jesus, but Lord, with humbleness, knowing that we could be in hell today, but you have seen fit to redeem us and pick us up out of the miry clay, put our feet on a solid rock and establish our going. I want to thank you for that. Dear God, I pray you'd bless every need in Radio Land this morning. Those that are praying right now, Lord, reaching out to you by faith, and Lord, bringing their petitions before you and their burdens. I pray you'd hear their prayers and God answer according to your will. Lord, touch the sinner this morning that's lost without you. This might be the day they'll turn their heart to the Lord Jesus before it's too late. Everything you do for us, God, we'll honor you and praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some singing this morning. Hope it'll be a blessing to you today. And you listen as they sing.
David said he's like a shepherd. He knows our every need. Leads us by those gentle waters. Just a little.
That was a blessing to you this morning. We have another one now. Hope it'll be a real blessing to you as they sing. Amen. Well, he's very present help for us in a time of trouble. We couldn't make it without him. I appreciate the Lord's presence, the power he has in our lives. Thank God for provisions that he gives us every day, and his perfection that he's going to accomplish in us. He's going to get us one day without sin at all. That's the goal, amen. We'll not be that way without sin until we get in the presence of the Lord and get a new body. But it's coming, and the Lord's coming. Revelation chapter 1, just going to try to read to you a few things this morning about the age we're living in. It's an age that we have been blessed with. I believe the Lord's put us all here for such a time as this. And it's an age that we can enjoy the blessings of God. I never cease to enjoy his blessings, never cease to be amazed at how his grace and help, his provisions for us, and how God has been so good. And I praise his name for it this morning. He's a wonderful Savior. But John was writing here in the book of Revelation chapter 1. He was writing, he said, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, John was a witness, and he was a witness of the grace of God. That's what the Lord left us instructions to do before he went back. He said, you be witnesses unto me in both Judea and Jerusalem, and the uttermost parts of the world. And so the characteristic of the age we're living in today is that it's an age to witness. And we are to witness of God's grace and God's amazing grace. And that's what John was there for the testimony of Jesus Christ and for the Word of God. He was a powerful witness, and the Lord used him tremendously as a witness. We witness because, first of all, we witness because of the Savior. We witness because of him. He's the one that told us to do that. We witness because of the Savior, because of what he did for us on Calvary. He done something we couldn't do. And so we've got a powerful message. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the gospel. And we're to be a witness of that, because of the Savior. We wouldn't be anywhere this morning without the Lord Jesus. Amen. We wouldn't have any blessings at all without the Lord Jesus Christ. It all hinges upon the Son of God. It all hinges upon the will of God. And so we're witnesses because of the Savior. He's the one that made us a witness. He's the one that saved us by his grace. And he put something inside every child of God. When they get saved, they want to tell somebody else what happened to them and how they got saved, got born again. It's always been that way. I've always, down through the years, I've seen that happen. And that we are automatically a witness when we get saved by God's grace. We know something. We have experienced something. And we have seen the grace of God in our lives. And so we witness because of the Savior. Number two, we witness because of the sinner. Oh, yes, the sinner's out there today. John knew that. And John, that's the reason John had kept preaching the Word of God, because of the sinner. Amen. I mean, the world's in a mess today. They're lost without God. And we need to witness because of the sinner this morning. I don't care how vile they are, how deep in sin they are. I don't care how repulsive they may be. It's the will of God that they get saved. He died for every sinner. He died for everyone that's a sinner in this world today. We may reject them. We may walk away from them. We may turn aside from them, but I'm telling you, Jesus walked right up to them, and Jesus went through where they lived at, and stopped and witnessed to them, saved them, and healed them, and done all these things to those that the world rejected, and that Jesus loved them. Now, he had the characteristics of his Father. His Father loved the sinner, and for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and that same characteristic is in the Lord Jesus Christ, and God puts that same thing in the heart of every person that gets saved by God's grace. We want to tell somebody about what the Lord has done for us. The most powerful testimony that you've got today, the most powerful witness that you have today, is when you tell folks about the day that you got saved. Amen. So we witness because of the sinner. The sinner's going to hell. They're going to hell. You say, well, I'm afraid I'll run them off. Where are you going to run them to? Hell number two, number three, whatever. No. I mean, they're going to hell anyway. And we need a witness to them of the grace of God. I'm talking about a spiritual witness, and not hounding somebody, not grinding them in the ground, but being a witness in the Spirit of God. And so we're to be that because of the sinner. The sinner needs Jesus, just like we used to be. The sinner, just like we used to be, they was lost without God. We was depraved, and we was a sinner, and Jesus saved us, amen. And so we witness because of the sinner, and we witness because of the saints of God, amen, to encourage other believers to be a witness of God's grace. We witness because of the saints, and the world is looking. Some young Christian may be watching us and seeing how we witness into those sinners, and how we practice what we're preaching, and doing what we're saying, and inviting sinners to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so because of that saint of God out there that wants to be a witness and wants to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the witness is identified there in verses 1. John, he's a brother and companion in tribulation. I mean, he was a witness. He was a brother and companion in tribulation. That's what he said there in these verses. John, now John, who am your brother, in verse 9, and companion in tribulation. He identified himself as a witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, when I was in the isle that is called Patmos, from number 1, for the word of God. He declared the word of God to be the truth. He declared the word of God, told who the Messiah was, and that was Jesus of Nazareth, and that went to the cross, was crucified, and was risen again, ascended back to the heavens. He was preaching that message, that message that Jesus was the Messiah. And so he was witnessing about what God had done for him. And of course, the Bible said, listen, if you say, well, I'd witness, but I don't know what to say. Well, tell them what Jesus done for you. Tell them what the Lord's done for you. So we've got to witness to those that are unsaved without the Lord Jesus Christ, and to tell them about the Lord, and tell them what Jesus done. And he said, for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ started this thing. Amen. He started this witnessing. He was a witness. He was a preacher. He was a teacher. He was a witness. That's what Jesus was. And so he started it. Amen. For the testimony of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, went through this world in that day that he walked here on the face of this earth and lived here for over 33 years. And brother, he was a witness to the grace of God, and brought witness to sinners that was all around him, didn't matter who it was, whether it was a king, or whether it was whoever it was, a priest, or a high priest, whoever it was, he wasn't ashamed of the gospel of Christ, and he preached the same thing. So, and that, listen, and it's an age to witness, and we're to be a witness today, amen. You say, well, the world's so wicked out there. That's the reason they need a witness. We need to tell them about the Savior, and to ask them about their soul, and tell them about Jesus, how that Jesus saves, amen, and redeems men from their sins. And so it's an age to witness. Number 2, it's an age to worship. Amen. It's an age to worship. Verses 10, the Bible said, John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Hey, listen, John was in the Isle of Patmos. He was exiled after those salt mines there in Patmos. He was exiled, but on the Lord's day, he got up on Sunday morning, and brother, he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. He knew what day it was. It was the Lord's day, the first day of the week, Sunday morning. At the starting of the week. That's the best way to start your week, is to be in the house of God. If you're going to have a good week, you ought to go to church on Sunday. Amen. And so listen, John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. On the Lord's day. So don't forget that. This morning you say, well, it's just another day. No, it's the Lord's day. It's that day that God set aside. It's a day the early church set aside to worship the Lord on, and to be a witness of his grace to sinners, and to gather together together and fellowship and preach the Word of God, teach the Scriptures. That's what it's for. And it ought to be the same thing today. It's not a place to play games. It's not a place to dance and revel and have all the flashing lights and all these things. That's not what it's for. Brother, it's a place to worship. Amen. Jesus worshiped the Lord. He worshiped His Father, and that we're to worship God. And John was a worshiper. Amen. He was a brother and companion in tribulation. He was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. So he got up on Sunday morning, and the world thought they got the best of him. The world thought how they put him and shut him up. But brother, they didn't shut him up. They just set him on fire. Amen. On the Lord's day, when nobody else was there, and no day his church members wasn't there, and the brother, his family wasn't there. But I tell you, on Sunday morning when he got up, praise God, Jesus was there. Amen. Jesus was there. And he's a Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. Oh, God was talking to him. There on the Lord's day, Jesus Christ revealed himself to John on the Lord's day. Amen. Sunday morning, brother, you got up and began to worship God. He was in the Spirit. And we'd be more good in church today when we went to the house of God, if we was in the Spirit. Amen. I tell you, have a heart of worship toward the Lord. Have a heart attitude of worship going to the house of God. It's not just a building, but there's a place God set aside for us to worship the Lord in. Amen. Respect it as the house of God, a place of worship, a place that we can enjoy the blessings of God in. Hear the preaching of the Word of God. Hear the song sung about the good grace of an almighty God. Brother, hear the teaching of the Scriptures. That's what it's for this morning, and reaching sinners. And every once in a while, an old sinner will walk down the aisle, and they'll get saved by God's grace, and they'll get in church and start to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord. And that's pretty soon they're witnessing to their family and their friends and neighbors, and they're bringing them in. Brother, that's the way it works. And so it's an age to witness. It's an age to worship. Amen. And so John was a worshiper of the Lord. Well, his circumstances wasn't right to worship because he was in the Isle of Patmos. His circumstances wasn't right as far as the world is concerned for him to worship. But it didn't matter to John long as Jesus was there. Jesus was already there when John got there. He didn't let him alone. He didn't let him go by himself. He was already there, thank God. And when John went to sleep that Saturday night, and brother slept all night long, and that brother, when he woke up on Sunday morning, something stirred in his soul, something stirred his heart. He was in the Spirit, and Jesus spoke to him there on the Lord's day. And he said, I was in the Spirit, and sing, and that voice said, I'm Alpha and Omega, now the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. He said, send them a letter. Amen. Send them a letter. Let them know you're alive. Let them know I'm with you here. And so when they got those letters in these seven churches, brother, somebody might say, well, John wasn't by himself. Jesus was there when he got there, and he's sending us a letter, an inspired letter, inspired by the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. And so there was it's an age to worship. John was worshiping the Lord. John was, we don't need to be so preoccupied with being in the world that we forget that we are in Christ. We're in Christ in this world. We're saved by God's grace. We ought to be excited about being saved. And brother, listen to what the songs are saying. Listen to how they're sung in the Spirit of God. And brother, I'm telling you what the Scripture says. And a good scripture, a spiritual song, singing and making melody to the Lord. That's what we're here for. And so listen, and don't be preoccupied so much with this world that we forget we're in Christ Jesus. Amen. And so don't be so taken up by being in Christ that we forget that we're in the world and become one of these mystics or embrace and all these wrong ideals about scriptures and separation, brother. We're living in a world that needs a good spiritual witness of the grace of God. And so we find the veiled one is here. Is in verses 13. The veiled one is here. In the midst of the seventh candlestick, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the pass with a golden girdle. He was the veiled one. Praise God. Verses 1, the Bible said, a revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants how these would shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. I'm telling you, John was a busy man on Patmos. He might not have a congregation there that he could preach to every Sunday and every day of the week, and like the early church did. They met every day of the week, and they preached and read the scriptures. He might not have had that, but I tell you, he had Jesus there. And anywhere the Lord is, we can worship. Amen. Anywhere the Lord is, we can witness. Anywhere God is, and where Jesus is. And he said, "Lo, I'm with you all the way even to the end of the world." And Brother John was there with Jesus on the Isle of Patmos because the Lord made him a promise that he'd stay with him all the way. Amen. So it's an age to worship this morning. And you find that, listen, he was once stripped on the cross, and God drew darkness around him that day. And how little we know about the Lord Jesus! How little we know. If everything was written about in the books, the world wouldn't hold the books that was wrote about the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we've got a witness. It's an age, the age we're living in. It's an age to worship. Amen. I'm not talking about how this worldly thing, how that's going on in the church world today. I'm talking about real spiritual worship. With the word of God, the songs of Zion, how the spiritual songs and the hymns, singing and making melody to the Lord. That's what we need in this world today. It's not dead. It's not in the past. It's relevant today in the day we're living in, and we're to carry on like Jesus left us to do, and brother, just be the same we was as it was when Jesus was there and when John was there. Worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in the Spirit, and we'll be a witness of his grace. Tell sinners about the Lord Jesus and let them get saved by the grace of God. And so the characteristic of our age today, it's an age to witness and an age to worship. Amen. So we're to worship. Brother, listen, that Jesus was the worthy one. Praise God. You can find no fault in the Lord Jesus. You can tell any sinner about the Savior and, brother, not be ashamed of it, because the Lord Jesus was perfect, the Son of God, without spot, without blemish at all. He went to Calvary as a spotless lamb and pay our sin debt on Calvary. And we've got a right to witness, and we've got a right to worship in these last days. Well, I see your time's gone. God bless you. Is our prayer on the next Sunday. Amen.